tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Oh.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well,
What was it? This has been a good one this week, isn't it?
Well, it's a double parter, actually. We can let the listeners in a bit of a backstory. Every week when we finish the show, you always give me a topic for the next week. And as I left this week, last week, you said to me, open your mind and you'll get it. And I thought, sure.
What a tosser, eh?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
I know we were talking about Bolo earlier during the show. He's doing one of them. Anyway, got to about Thursday and I thought, I haven't heard anything
Bolo.
Here.
Bolo.
What's going on? And then Friday I got up and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. I woke up and there was nothing. Opened the door, nothing. There wasn't even a ledge I could stand on. There was just nothing.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking about you and I was thinking, hang on a minute. Like, what's going on here? So I sort of cleared my mind a little bit and I thought, well...
As I instructed?
I was sort of almost freaking out at this stage and I thought, let's look at the word nothing. So I researched it, did a whole load of stuff on it, and I'm still thinking I'm going to hear from you. You're going to text me or something. This is a bit of a wind-up. And then Monday, I text you and I go, oh, no, that's right. You text me first and you said, oh, Rob, have you got a subject or something to talk about? And I went, yeah. I said, it's nothing. And then you said to me, right, go and look in your bag. I've got this text. Go and look in your bag. I've got a little zip thing there, like a little hidden pocket thing. Looked in there. There's an envelope with Rob on it. Undo it. You've written your subject this week is the word nothing. That just freaked me out. It was like dynamo on steroids. That's the only way I can describe it. It freaked me right out.
Kind of freaked me out too.
And it worked. But you have assured me you're only going to use it for the good.
Yeah.
So I'm quite susceptible.
I've only ever used my powers for the good most of the time.
Yeah. But that was...
It'd be the odd time where I've really...
I'm going to talk about the word nothing, and I actually have a question because for the B listeners, because I'm not the most intelligent person. I'm not stupid, but there's things I just don't understand. Right, so just let people... Let sink into people just a little bit there.
That story. Are you okay? After it?
It was like, I felt quite empowered afterwards.
Good.
Do you know, like, my brain had been cleansed.
Look, I'm happy to help.
Brilliant. Thanks, man. Cheers, I really appreciate that. Anyway, right, the word nothing.
Here we go.
Fantastic word. It's a brilliant word. It first came into Middle English, sounds a bit like Lord of the Rings, about 900 AD, and it was nanthing.
Nanthing.
Then it went to nathing, and that's gone to nothing.
Yeah.
Or nothing, as I say it. So there's four. And it means absolutely nothing. But it has so many different meanings. You can say nothing, not anything, naught, to say nothing. You can use it in so many different things. Some of the examples here is not a duck egg. Have you ever heard that as an example for nothing?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, that's one of them.
It's not a duck egg.
But this is my question, and this really sort of... I just couldn't understand. I have trouble pronouncing the word. Synonyms. That's it. When I was looking at the word nothing, it had synonyms. And I thought, right, what does that mean? And this is what synonyms mean. I was on a journey with this word.
I know.
It just took me to places I didn't know existed. It's an action by which a result is achieved. Example sentences for means something which binds us to God becomes an inspiring series of detailed scruples about ourselves. I have no idea what that means.
I can't figure out what that means either. What sort of book did you...
Oh, no, this was off Google.
Have you run past the intelligent people in the newsroom?
No, they laugh at me.
Oh, Sarah's coming. She might be able to sort this out. Sarah, can you...
Do you know what a synonym actually is?
Synonym?
Yeah, when I was looking at the word nothing, right, it said synonyms.
And
I had no idea what... I have trouble saying that. I had no idea what it meant.
Certainly not whatever you read out it was.
Synonym in a kind of thesaurus sense just means similar words.
Okay. Yeah. As simple as that.
So if you looked up nothing and it said synonyms, it might say zilch or zero.
Yeah,
indeed.
That's it. Oh, see, can you write these things out?
No, that was because just like, yours are the best.
That just done my head in.
I don't mean to do it in.
Just, but after all the good work you did, like cleaning my brain out with your fantastic powers.
Full flush.
Yeah, I reckon it may have been Mike's fault.
It was brilliant. Well,
I
it freaked
you
me
knew
out.
What that meant.
And he even knew I got a secret little zip thing in my bag. That's the bit that really freaked me out.
I wasn't going through your bag much. Yeah.
But there you go. Yeah, that's the thing for the week. And I can't Adam and Eve that at all.
What? Nothing?
No, what you did to me.
She's undone a sea monster challenge.
Thank you very much, my son.